Members of the medical and disabilities communities are leaving Rochester with new ideas after attending a conference here this weekend. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg brings us this report.
It's busy at the annual conference of the American Academy of Developmental Medicine and Dentistry. The meetings and presentations are taking up all the ballrooms at the Hyatt Hotel in downtown. People are here from all over the country.
I'm a mother of a 43-year-old son with intellectual disabilities. I've been through a lot in the healthcare system.
Avery, OT student at Rush University in Chicago.
Shannon, LMU DCOM student in Tennessee, fourth year.
I'm Andrew. I'm also a medical student in Tennessee, going to my fourth year.
I'm Richie. I'm a medical student.
There's a panel on challenges that people with disabilities face in acute care settings, which are like emergency rooms or urgent care clinics. Avra Selick says part of the problem is that medical professionals don't always realize when their patients have intellectual or developmental disabilities.
And we had emergency department staff saying to us, we don't have anyone with a disability who come to our emergency department, right? Which, of course, is not true.
And when staff do know, medical students said they see some act inappropriately, starting procedures without informing the patient.
They would come in really hot. They wouldn't say who they were. They had this preconceived notion that this person wasn't going to talk with them or wasn't going to understand. They wouldn't even start to explain, and they would go right to town on that person's body.
So the students started working on an idea to address the problem. They want to make training guides for medical students and medical professionals who work with people with disabilities.
A video, kind of like a series, showing like, you know, having a physician with a person with IDD, and then like sending it off to the different chapters to kind of learn from that. As you're going into like third year rotations, that would be pretty helpful to have.
The students' aim is to include people with disabilities in all parts of the process, from script development to film editing and distribution. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.